Have you ever dreamed of being a paleontologist? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. When I was a little kid, the movie National Treasure came out, starring Nicolas Cage. It was about a family who had been given clues to a treasure of all treasures, and it tells the story of finding this treasure. And I remember renting this movie so many times at the local video store that when the store eventually went out of business, we bought the DVD on sale. And I can still repeat so many of the lines from this movie word for word. But other stories like Indiana Jones or The Mummy will also always inspire me to want to go out into the desert and start digging, discovering tombs, bones, and all of that good stuff. And that's what today's Devo is all about. It's called Older Than a Fossil by A.W. Smith. Have you ever dreamed of being a paleontologist? There's something awe-inspiring about fossils. Whether you find a rock with an imprint of a leaf or a marine creature on it, or go to a museum where entire skeletons are constructed. It's amazing what we can discover about the past through what we find in the ground. Do you know how fossils are formed? When a living thing like a plant or an animal is buried in mud or clay for years and years, the material around it gets very hard as time goes by. Eventually, the plant or animal dissolves away, leaving openings in the hardened material. Those openings are exactly the shape of the plant or animal that has disappeared. When this process happens with animals, the flesh and hair and feathers wear away first, but the bones, teeth, and horns take longer to decompose. Over time, water finds its way into the cavity in the ground, and the minerals in the water gradually replace the bones and such until there is a complete replica of the original skeleton. This whole process takes quite a while. You might say fossils are as old as the hills, to quote the old saying. The ironic thing is, we aren't even sure how old the hills are. But God knows. He existed long before the earth or anything in it. God is eternal, with no beginning or end. And we're not just talking about God the Father. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the Father have always existed. God is the one God in three persons. That's why we sometimes refer to God as the Trinity. Together, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit made the earth and everything in it. And that makes it even more awe-inspiring to realize that God came and lived among us as a human. Jesus is God incarnate, and he experienced all the same things we do, even death. But death could not keep its hold on him. After 3 days in the grave, Jesus rose. As finite human beings, we can't totally wrap our minds around these truths. Even Bible scholars and pastors can't quite explain the mysteries of God. Yes, throughout our lives, we'll learn more and more about God, but there will always be many things we won't fully understand until we see Jesus face to face. And that's okay. As we look forward to that glorious day, we can marvel, wonder, and rest in the truth of God's greatness and eternal love for us. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. What are some of the mysteries about God that you have a hard time wrapping your head around? Who are trusted Christians in your life who you could talk with about these mysteries? As you and I can read in John 1:3, all things were created through him, Jesus. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Genesis 1:1-3, John 1:1-18, Colossians 1:15-20, and Hebrews 1:8-12, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you need more daily encouragement? I encourage you to head over to Instagram and check out the Unlocked Devo Instagram account. We post verses, information, all the good things, but not too spammy, don't worry. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about the shortest verse in the Bible with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.